Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for July 9th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19 and 25 through 30. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is, Take My Yoke. An introduction to our gospel reading. Jesus chides people who find fault with both his ministry and that of John the Baptist. He thanks God that wisdom and intelligence are not needed to receive what God has to offer. A reading from Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, 'We have played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal them. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to say thank you first to everyone for allowing me to be gone last Sunday so that I could serve as the adult Bible study leader at Camp Luther this past week. You'll see today I'm wearing my Camp Luther stole with some images from camp, like our outdoor camp worship space that overlooks the lake and campfires and cabins. And you'll see this wonderful bruise on my arm from archery. Yeah, I mean, great mementos that I bring back from our time at camp. But it really was a blessing. I got to lead a five-part Bible study on the Holy Spirit and God the Father and God the Son, the Holy Trinity. So I got to spend five wonderful mornings leading adults through a Bible study on the Holy Trinity. I got to spend time with five other pastors, Lutheran pastors who were there that week, many whom were my counselors when I was young or pastors there when I was young. And so getting to pick the brains of some of my mentors growing up was an amazing experience. And of course, as my dad mentioned, got to do this all in the midst of God's creation. Opening up our cabin doors and looking out over Lake Erie as the sun rises, watching nests of bald eagles fly around the property and staring into the starry nights above without any light pollution to block that beauty. Camp Luther is a mountaintop experience for me every year that I get to go. In fact, I worked there for a total of 15 summers of my lifetime. And I've done 10 years of full-time vocational work with the camps that kind of formed me into the leader I am today before going into ordained ministry. And for me, camp is like a miniature slice of heaven here on earth. There's no social strata when you're there. When you put on a pair of shorts and t-shirts and flip-flops, we all look the same. No one knows who drove here in a Bentley or their beat-up pickup truck. We don't know what someone makes or what they do throughout the course of the year. We all come together as equals. And people become fast friends. All of your meals are provided for you, and you eat family style around tables with different families. There's no worries of the outside life that weigh you down. You don't have access to 24-hour news. In fact, you have no cell reception, even a couple miles away from the camp, to know what's going on in the outside world. There seems to be no stress. And another little slice of heaven is on Friday nights, we pass the peace in our worship service. And if you think it takes a long time here, after about 8 minutes on Friday night, the pastor was trying to wrap us up to get back to our seats and still wasn't 100% successful, as we all were so happy to be together as community and share that peace with one another. And despite everything being so great at camp, I did, over the course of the week, begin to see kind of elements of societal pressures slipping into my thinking and thinking of some of the campers. There are times in our seemingly perfect week where the desire to be on top seemed to take over. Whether it is people stacking the deck in a euchre tournament, trying to make sure they get the little piece of paper prize at the end of the week, telling them they're the best, or maybe it's someone that was holding a grudge against someone for something they did many years ago. And when we've been slighted in our lives, we do sometimes hold a grudge or feel, and we do that in order to feel like maybe we can get a little bit of power back from them that they exuded over us. It happened to me last week, even amidst all of this wonderful time there. I ran across someone I hadn't seen for years, and I remember the last interaction I had with them when I was a camp director was a nasty eval they sent at the end of the week complaining about some things. And so as soon as I saw them, I immediately thought of that nasty eval, and I had contempt in my heart for them. Or there was the person throughout the week while we're doing volleyball tournaments. There's a group of 40-year-old men in their seemingly prime who are playing a group of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds and exuding their dominance over them by spiking the ball on the 9-year-old and routing them like 25-2, high-fiving themselves, thinking they're great. And I have a little bit of angst in that moment. I begin to hold a grudge against those people, thinking, how could you not let the kids have a few points? So there are these moments throughout my week where I see myself beginning to hold a grudge against someone for something. And the grudges begin to take over my thinking. Instead of crossing paths with them on our way out to the campfire, instead of seeing them in their face as a beloved child of God, I see that grudge right there in front of them. I began assuming that they only have negative intentions. And the next thing you know, I've alienated myself from a group of people in this beloved community because I want to hold on some power over them to make them feel less than, like they made me or someone else maybe feel. And over the course of the week, as I realized that these things were happening, I felt that heavy burden every time I ran across them of how should I act, what should I do? And it began to weigh heavy on me. That yoke of holding a grudge became too much. And we see that in our story today. Jesus shows the people that have gathered around that society has convinced them to hold a grudge against these prophets. And they can't seem to look past that grudge. Jesus said, John came and he didn't eat anything at all. And because you had a grudge against the prophets, you called his actions the work of a demon. And then when Jesus comes and he does eat and he does drink. That grudge prevents them from seeing Jesus as he truly is, and they call him a glutton and a drunkard. Logic seems to go away when we have to hold on to that power of holding a grudge against someone else, seeing someone as less than. In fact, that yoke of judgment is so strong with these people that they fail to see the Messiah standing right in front of them. So Jesus tells them, give up that yoke. Give up the yoke that society tells you to carry. The yoke that says it's only by putting someone else down that you can rise up. Give up the yoke that society tells you that when someone looks or acts or thinks differently than you, that they are less than you. Give up the yoke that society tells you that we can't forgive people and realize that a single action of a person is not the sole determination of their character and worth. Jesus says, give up that heavy yoke that drags you down and drags you out of community, and rather, pick up my yoke. My yoke is light. It is gentle. It is humble in heart. Approach people with this yoke, the sense of openness and love and grace. Let go of the emotional baggage that is holding you back, and you will see how light and freeing this new yoke is. I wasn't able to let all of that heavy yoke go by the end of the week. There are still some things that I hold grudges against, no matter how hard I try not to. But I was able to let some go this week, and I could feel that yoke being lifted. It was refreshing to be able to pass someone at camp without immediately going to skepticism or contempt, to give them the benefit of the doubt that they are doing the best that they can in their life, and we are different people with often different sets of values and beliefs. And I could feel that yoke lifting off my shoulders as I look out and see that all of these people are beloved children of God who are here to experience that same God at camp that week. And that burden, that yoke lifted, at least for a bit. Because in all honesty, as I saw others continue to choose the yoke of burden and judgment on others throughout the course of the week, I felt myself beginning to then judge them. Why aren't you choosing the yoke of love from Jesus? And so the cycle starts all over again. You see, we don't get one yoke and then we have that forever. It's a choice that we make each day and in each action we do of which yoke we will carry. A heavy yoke that burdens us and encourages us to hold others down, or Jesus' freeing yoke that focuses on the side of grace and love and forgiveness. I'm so happy that Jesus chooses that yoke, especially in how God views us, through that lens of grace and love and forgiveness. And Jesus says you don't have to do it alone. Jesus offers to share that yoke with us, to be bound together to do God's work, to make the work light, and to give our weary souls a rest. I pray that we all get to experience a bit of God's love and grace and forgiveness in our lives this week. And as our soul is strengthened and that new, lighter yoke is placed upon our shoulders, I pray that we take it forward to then share that same love and grace and forgiveness with those we meet. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc.org. rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.